In some way, I'm talking about the retreat that's about to happen, called The Great Escape, because we are dealing with paths to liberation. And this was one of the great historic yogic paths, which can no longer be followed in its original way, but from which we can take the wisdom that enables us to make it completely relevant and decisive for our conviction and our recognition that this cutting of the last concern for how one appears in the world as the final rite of passage into freedom. And it's not just how one appears in the world, but how one appears in one's own mind. There cannot be a superego attacking. There cannot be any thoughts. All of that has to be annihilated, not merely put on pause, but completely eliminated once and for all. And only then is there graduation from this this great game, this video game in which we now are in the midst of the great escape. Interestingly, in the film, The Great Escape, which I haven't seen entirely, I looked at a few scenes, it seems like the artwork we used with someone who doesn't look like Steve McQueen on the motorcycle is not the one who escaped. What they did was create four tunnels to get out of the prison camp. And that actually serves the teachings of this coming retreat, because there are actually four pathways, and they are underground pathways in the sense that they're secret. No one else will know about them or that you're in the tunnel. They are the deepest internal transformational pathways, and there are four of them that you can choose from to escape the prison camp. But you do have to do the quantum tunneling, or qualium tunneling, even more importantly, to get out of the paradigm of the ego that is the prison. And it requires the same kind of totality of recognition of what is real and what is unreal, and the decision to surrender totally to the real. And so we are given a final period in order to break through those last fetters, those last chains of attachment to the ego, that are present both as internal mental objects and external objects of desire, of fear, of negative judgment, any objectification and any subjectification creates a bondage. And it's only when the mind is in stillness that the escape can be completed. So that's the teaching, and that's the purpose of the retreat. And because of the urgency of the time as we approach the end of time, I think this retreat, for anyone who is courageous enough to face the need for indifference from the character and complete adoration and oneness with the Absolute Self, will be able to achieve instantaneous liberation. But it does require that shift of the heart from the ego to the soul, and the soul in its most sattvic state of love of God and of union, that brings about the final liberation, in which there is only God. There is no world. There never was a world. All of it is your own imagination. And once you're beyond that level of the imagination, you become the dreamer, no longer trapped in any dream, but with the power to redream and to bring the divine cities of infinite wisdom, joy, beauty, love, purity, goodness into a world that becomes a visual and a complete sensory paradise and a super sensory celestial realm of nirvanic bliss that is superimposed and in oneness with the dance of life that is lived out in all of the glory of divine empowerment for thousands of years in the next cycle that we are now co-creating. So may we achieve that freedom from the fetters of our own individual ego mind and realize the truth as the self.